Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Exodus 14:4.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Exodus 14:4. And once again I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will chase after you. I have planned this in order to display my glory through Pharaoh and his whole army. After this, the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. So the Israelites camped there as they were told. My husband served as a volunteer firefighter for several years. During that time, we lived in a mobile home located on a fire department substation. We scrimped and saved our money, hoping to someday build a house in a location better suited for raising our three children. In our minds, we stipulated that the new location would have to be within the same firefighting district so Gene could continue his volunteer services. And it would have to be within a few minutes' drive of our church. We would also need to find a buyer for our mobile home and find temporary accommodation for our family while we built our house. We prayed daily for God to bring all the pieces together in His time, and He did. So we trusted what we believed to be God's lead, and we did our due diligence to ensure we covered all the necessary bases before signing contracts. Finally, when we were confident that everything was good to go, we sold our mobile and the next day bought a travel trailer to serve as a temporary accommodation. 2 days later, circumstances beyond our control changed, making it impossible to get a building permit for our property. My first response was to think, "You've got to be kidding. What went wrong?" We prayed every day for God's guidance and protection in this process. We trusted Him and we did our part. But now we're left with a piece of useless property and a camping trailer to house our family. How could this have happened? The Israelites experienced similar emotions and asked questions too when they found themselves in an impossible situation after leaving Egypt. God had clearly led them out of captivity, performing miracle after miracle to prove His power at work on their behalf. To the best of their knowledge, they'd done everything He commanded to prepare for their departure. They trusted Him for guidance and protection. So how in the world could they have ended up in this place, in a trap, stuck between the sea, two mountain ranges, and the fast-approaching Egyptian army? Landing in this place was no accident for the Israelites. Exodus 14, 1-3 say that God told Moses where to set up camp. The orders could not have been more explicit. It was like God rolled out a map for Moses and circled the spot. Moses had obeyed God, and the people followed his lead. But panic gripped them when they heard the pounding of horses' hooves. They looked at their surroundings, realized that there was no way of escape, and began playing the blame game. "Why did you bring us out here to die? What have you done to us, Moses? Weren't there enough graves for us in Egypt? We should have stayed there and not listened to you." In the midst of uncertainty and seeming disaster, the people lost sight of God's sovereignty over their circumstances. They forgot his promise to be with them and to lead them into the land flowing with milk and honey, and they played into fear's hand. But here's the thing. Even though their situation appeared impossible, the Israelites were exactly where God intended them to be. This was where they would see God make a way of escape where there seemed to be no way. This was where they would see his power defeat their enemies. This was where their faith for future battles would be strengthened. The people were in an impossible place by God's design, and he accomplished his purpose. God's power split the water and made a dry path on the seabed for the Israelites to cross safely to the other side. Then his power caused the same water to crash down on the Egyptians and drown them all. If they hadn't been in that place, they never would have experienced this miracle. Exodus 14:31 says, "When the people of Israel saw the mighty power that the Lord had unleashed against the Egyptians, they were filled with awe before him. They put their faith in the Lord and in his servant Moses." My friend, God often leads us into impossible situations. We might wonder how we landed there. After all, were we not walking in obedience to him? To the best of our knowledge, didn't we do everything necessary to face the challenge before us with integrity? If so, then how could this have happened? I know from experience how easy it is to doubt God's wisdom and intent toward us, but I've also learned what happens when we rein in those thoughts. My impossible situation over housing deepened my prayer life and grew my faith. It taught me to trust God and to praise him in the face of uncertainty. It also led our family down an unexpected detour. A couple of months after moving into the camping trailer, we discovered a house in a neighborhood we'd previously known nothing about. And we bought it. I made a lifelong friend there. Eventually, in God's perfect timing and not without a few significant challenges, he led us back to the original piece of property with a different plan that allowed a building permit after all. When we found ourselves in an impossible situation, let's neither fear nor lose hope. Instead, let's reframe the way we think. Let's remember that if God leads us to an impossible situation, then we are exactly where he wants us to be. He's got our backs. He's giving us an opportunity to witness his mighty power. He wants to leave us in awe before him. We might not understand his ways, nor can we see the end of the story at that time, but we can rest assured that it's good because he is good. Let's pray. Mighty God, thank you for lessons such as this one, lessons that reveal truths by which we can live victoriously if we apply them. Thank you for your sovereignty over our circumstances, especially those that appear impossible. Help us remember that you don't lead us into impossible situations to harm or destroy us, but to provide opportunities for us to experience you in new and deeper ways. Open our hearts to this truth that we might face our impossible situation with courage and faith in who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.